God is good. Amen. Well, turn in your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Romans. The book of Romans. Take a look at a new year. We're in this series called Lightening the Load. And sometimes it can get a little bit heavy. Anybody relate to that? 2018, maybe a little bit heavy? Me and Teresa. All righty. All right, let's read. Start reading at verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. Now, do you love him this morning? Me and Teresa, hallelujah. No, actually, there were some more. Yes. So that all of 2018, no matter what was coming your way, God was working for your good because you love him. All right, let's keep on unfolding this. Those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he justified. And those he justified, he glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, and is at the right hand of God, interceding for us. Who's going to separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble? Or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? That's what we're going to be talking about today. We're talking about trials today. Or, because he says, as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. See, if you love the Lord, that's about you. We face death all day long. He says, But Paul says to the church in Corinth, to the church in Rome, now in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither any height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That's pretty good. Amen. Lord, we thank you that you are indeed good and mighty and awesome. Lord, we thank you that you meet us here. And Lord, we thank you that even though we have struggles and trials in our lives, that you will never leave us or forsake us, Lord, that you are closer than a brother, Lord, that you come near to us and put your arms around us, Lord, that you guide us through the challenges of our lives, Lord, that we don't get lost along the way. Lord, as we walk out the steps, Lord, you mark out our path. We give you praise for that in Jesus' name. And everyone said? Amen. All right. I'm going to need a little help today. Some of my ameners are gone. And so I'm looking for some surrogate amens. Hallelujah. All righty. Challenges. Anybody got challenges in 2018? All right. What is this today? Sixth, right? Today's sixth? Sixth. Anybody got challenges in 2019 already? All right. Hallelujah. This is a picture of my 1963 Oldsmobile Super 88, and guess what? She's got challenges. She's had challenges with her transmission. I had that transmission rebuilt last year in January, and I was so excited. I had such great plans for her and I, but she's been sick. There's a pressure issue in the transmission. In fact, right now I got a pressure gauge on there, and I read it, and as I accelerate and do all this stuff, it's good. But as I decelerate, like on the freeway, all of a sudden this pressure starts going bam, bam, bam inside. And I'm trying to, you know, we had a couple Wednesdays off, amen? And so with the time I had last Wednesday, out of the 1,200-page service manual for my wonderful 1963 Oldsmobile Super 88 with a 394. I printed out the 100 pages that have to do just with the transmission. And I thought, oh yes, I'm going to take me some time. time, and I'm going to read about this transmission, and I am going to figure out. I mean, this thing tell you how to rebuild it, take it apart, put it together, but it did not tell me what happens when you decelerate on the freeway that would cause the pressure to go up and back. And I'm confused, and as I look back at my great plans for my Oldsmobile Super 88, it looks to me like 2018 was a year that was wasted. And some of us come into church this morning, and we look back on 2018, on a year that maybe kind of feels like it was wasted. And that's why we got this series, Lightening the Load. Stepping up in 2019, a way to make things different. Because Paul's talking about trouble and hardship and persecution and danger. And you might be thinking, man, that just describes 2018 for me. Can I get a witness? And you might be thinking, you know what? I'm really ready for something new. Paul says, wait a minute, in all these persecutions and all these challenges and all these trials and all this kind of stuff, you should be experiencing victory. And see, as you start thinking about 2019, you start thinking, wait a minute, I got all this stuff coming at me. Many of you said, I already got challenges. I'm only 6 days in. But if all these challenges serve so that I can be more than a conqueror, so that I can have victory after victory after victory, hey, 2019 might be looking pretty good. Can I get a witness on that part? We're going to be taking a look today, not at Romans chapter 8. We're going to take a look at James chapter 1. James tells us about trials, the trials that we will experience, each one of us. And he says that trials are good. That trials give us the opportunity in our lives to grab onto God. And I'm wondering, in 2018, how strong was your grip? See, some of you come in here and you are coming off a pretty good year in the Lord. You're thinking, man, I experienced God's presence in my life as the challenges came. You know, some of you know, I had Tommy, I was gonna have Aaron, you know, somebody sitting in the front row, I was gonna get a high five. But Tommy's traveling and Aaron's teaching, so. You guys are too far back. Excited about 2019. Anticipate God's working in your life. Anticipate, expect that when you run into a trial, that God is right there with you. If that is you, if in 2018 you had trials, persecutions, challenges, and as you moved through them, you were able to reach out to God, receive from God, and move victoriously through those challenges. Can I get an amen? I'm serious now. You're going, yeah. Again, you received from God. Move victorious through your challenges. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
The reason I asked that a second time, because some of you are sitting in here thinking, I got no clue what you are talking about. I got no clue that is even available to me, because in 2018, God was far away from me. And I ask that second amen to let you know that you are surrounded by people who go through the same types of challenges, the same types of pressures and trials that you do, but they don't walk alone. They walk with God. God guides their steps. God points the way. But they do the stepping. Amen? Today, we're going to talk about stepping up in 2019. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, here we go. James chapter 1. See, James starts off and says, everybody's got something. Amen? Opportunity to grab on to God. Here we go. All right. Consider it pure joy. Everybody say joy.
Joy.
Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Does that sound good? Mature and complete, not lacking anything. Anybody want to sign up for that today? I got a sign-up sheet right up here. It says, yes, sign me up for mature and complete, not lacking anything. That sounds good, right? All right, we're going to talk about how you can get that in 2019. See, our trials change us. And you think somebody's sitting here going, wait. Why would I celebrate my trials? I celebrate when I avoid trials. I like getting out of them. But James says that we celebrate our trials because they give us the ability to grab onto God. They give us the ability for growth and a victory. If you don't have any trials, if you don't have any battles, you will never learn how to win. Can I get a witness on that? Now, the word here for trials is parazo. Everybody say parazo. Say, wow, I learned Greek today in church. It was great. All right. Parazo means things that put a person to test. You think, okay. What in my life puts me to test? Well, you got people, things, and situations. I mean, that's a pretty broad little list there right there. People, things, and situations. And it is these people, things, and situations that are going to test your faith in God. And you say, wait a minute, how are people, things, and situations that are coming up on me this week going to test my faith in God? Well, you get into situations and your temptation is to let go of God. And you say, I can handle this. I could do this. I know how to do this my way, the old way. And what will happen is that you will pass through the trial, but you fail the test. And you stay the way you are. And 2019 looks just like 2018. Does that make sense? Well, that's three. All right, good. See, it's in our trials, it's in our peirazos that spiritual stamina is developed. Your maturity is developed at the end of your test. And sadly, so many of us never get to the end. It is at the end that you develop spiritual character and spiritual strength. God's going to guide you into that. But you got to take the steps to get through. Amen? He's going to point the way. But he ain't going to walk it for you. You got to walk it out. And he'll walk right there with you. Amen? All right, let's keep going. Verses 5 through 8. If any of you lacks wisdom, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands on that. You should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. What? That wisdom that you need, that you lack. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from God. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all that they do. See, wisdom, God's wisdom, will take you through your trials. and you might be in a trial you just don't know how to get out of. My transmission, I just like, man, I can't figure it out. Now, what can you do? Well, you can Google it. You can ask, I think it's Alexa. I've never asked Alexa anything. And I asked JJ, I said, what do you call that thing on the Apple phone? And he says, Siri. You ask Siri. I'm like, okay. Now, so let's say you don't have a computer. I'm not even going to ask for who doesn't have a computer or a phone. You might be forced to even ask your friend. You might post it on Facebook. What do I do? But James says, when you are in a situation that you don't understand, you need to ask God. And he said you need to ask God and not doubt. You need to ask God in faith. And you say, what does that look like? Well, a prayer that says, God, if you're up there, I could use a little help down here. Is that a confident prayer? Is that a prayer of faith? And James says that when you pray like that, you're not going to get an answer. It's like, what? He says, you're double-minded. You're unstable. And realistically, if that's how you pray, probably 2018 was a train wreck for you. Because you're not getting any answers. You're up one day, down the next. Up one minute, down. It's like you're living in a washing machine, just being tossed about by your life because you make your own course, and you got nobody with you. God gives you the opportunity to overcome every trial in your life. He's going to point the way. You got to take the steps. Amen? This morning, I was praying for many of you, asking God for help for you. And I get into situations and not everything is like my transmission, but even my transmission. It's like, I go, Lord, here's George. I prayed for you this morning, Taylor. I said, Lord, here's Taylor. Lord, I don't understand what's going on with Taylor or Sam or Leanne, but I know you do, Lord. So I'm just lifting them up to you. I had challenges at my house. Got challenges right here. And I'll get up in the morning, I'll say, Lord, I don't understand. I don't comprehend all that is going on. But Lord, I know you do. See, I don't have the answers, but I know the one who does. And say, Lord, I lift it up to you. And I say, Lord, show me, Lord. And you know what? I might not get an instantaneous answer. Amen? So pray without giving up. And you know, I just say, Lord, Here's Taylor, Lord. Or here's Josh. Or here's Ollie. I mean, I got a list of names there. And every day I lift them up. And what happens is the situations become more clear. And I begin to, because see, I can only see this side. Lord sees the whole thing. And I begin to comprehend what's going on. And it gets closer and closer and closer until I can finally put my arms around it. And the Lord says, this is what you do with it. He points the way, and then I walk it out. Amen? You can do that. 2019 will be different. Amen? Hallelujah. All right, let's keep going. Ask God for help. That's a good thing. Here we go. You need to persevere to be blessed. Say, wait a minute. I'm just sitting here waiting for the blessings to show. Well, let's read about that. All right. Blessed is the one who perseveres. Sorry. You know, this is a good book. Some of us are doing stuff we shouldn't be doing, and some of us are waiting for stuff that ain't coming. Amen? God, if you're up there, could you send me a blessing? The answer's no. Sorry. Just reading the word to you. All right, Adriana, there you go. Blessed is who? The one who perseveres. Sitting on your couch. No. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. Because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Our trials can, not must, not will, can, might, line you up on the Lord. All right, blessed. Let's talk about blessed. Blessed describes the one who asks, receives, and implements God's wisdom to achieve victory. I'll read it again. Blessed describes the one who asks, God, receives, Lord, and implements God's wisdom to achieve victory. Why? Because when you ask and God answers, and you achieve victory, you validate, you verify that God hears your prayer. Amen? Like, God, you're really there. And so many of you said, I know God's there because he was there for me in 2018. No, you verify, number one, that he is there. Number two, you verify that his answers work. And number three, you build your faith for the trial that's coming down the tracks. Amen? Blessed is the one who asks, receives, and implements God's wisdom to achieve victory. All this happens at the end of the trial. Little tip. It's the end of the trial that's the hardest. Amen? It's the end of the trial where you get the victory. It's the end of the trial where you develop strength and stamina and work and all that kind of stuff. Perseverance is a measure of how often you finish. Sadly, many of us never finish. We get to the end and we just say, it's too hard, and we quit. Or we see our children, oh, it's so hard for you. Let me finish that for you. And you end up with kids that look like that, not gaining stamina, not getting strength. And maybe somebody's done that for you, and you don't know what that looks like. You know what that looks like, and you have not developed perseverance. It is at the end when the temptation to quit is the greatest. See, our trial, our lives here give us the ability to grab on to what is coming next. Our propensity is to think that this is all there is. Go for the gusto. This is all you're going to get. Grab what you can. But Jesus says, this is just a prep for what is coming next. Amen? He says that what is coming is eternal life with me. It's going to last a lot longer. It's going to be a lot better. And God is pointing you the way. But you've got to take the steps. Me and George, hallelujah. Well, and the rest of you too, thank you very much. All right, verses 13 through 15. When tempted. Anybody ever get tempted? All right. I saw a little finger go up. When tempted, no one should say, God's tempting me. God does not own the cheesecake factory. No one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. The Bible tells us that we live surrounded by temptation. Now, the word here for tempting is the same word, it's peirazo, the same word that we used back in verse 2, talking about trials. And so this word can reference external tests or trials. It can also reference internal trials by temptation. Same word. Closely linked. Two sides of the same coin, so to speak. Now, it is not... Sorry, I'm going to blow you away here. It is not God who brings your temptations or your trials. And it is also not God's job to spare you from them. How do we know? It says, hey, I'm not bringing them. But also, Paul writes to the church in Corinth, chapter 10, verse 13, no temptation, peirazo, has overtaken you except that what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. Can I get a witness on that part? God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Think about that. He won't let you be tempted. He's not bringing that temptation. He's not going to let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. He's going to give you a way out. You say, Terry, you're in danger. Watch out. Here's a way. Adriana, watch out. You're in the midst of temptation. It's getting overwhelming for you. Here's a way out. When you are tempted, he will provide a way out so that you can endure it. He's going to point the way. He's going to open a door. You got to walk through it. Amen? Your trials and your temptations cultivate the evil desires that live within you. Oh! Didn't even know that was there. Why? Why do we got this stuff? Book of Proverbs says, there's a way that appears to be right to a man, but in the end, death. Watch out. Traps all around. We have a propensity to miss God. We all do. Bible says, Proverbs 22:15, folly is bound up in the heart of a child. How many of you started life off as a child? Very good. Some of you are still children. I'm not making light. I'm saying you're just very young. We all started off with a problem, a propensity to miss God. And James says, if you don't catch it, it's going to catch you. And it'll trap you, and it will kill you. Many of us in this room have experienced this firsthand. Aaron was talking about that in the offering. We got caught in sin. And it took a supernatural act of God to get us out. He'll save you. He'll point you in the right direction. But you got to take the steps. Get out. Amen? June 20th, 1975. Jaws hit the screens. The world has been transformed ever since. June 18th, 1975, I turned 14 years old. And I was invited to go to see Jaws at the drive-in with a family friend who was 18. And he brought a six-pack of beers. New experience for me. caught. Began 15 years of addiction to alcohol and drugs. When I was 18, I got two DUIs in 6 months. Sober for 6 months. And Lord got me a job with the closest thing to a Christian that I knew back when I was that age. And he wasn't much of a Christian, but there was this guy, Stan. Mexican guy, just wildly born again, Pentecostal dude, always talking about God, always talking about Jesus, always talking about the Bible and going to church and all that stuff. God pointing the way. And I didn't take any steps. And I was addicted to alcohol and drugs for another 15 years. He'll point you out. But you got to take the steps. Yeah? All right. Last thing we got, the blessed life is a different life. Therefore, rid yourselves, verses 21 to 25, therefore, rid yourselves of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you. Everybody say humbly, would you? Humbly accept the word that was planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be, what are they going to be? Blessed. And sum up that stuff? No, they're going to be blessed in what they do. See, what we got to do is we got to get rid of all these traps that are in our lives. We got to get these things out of here. Some of them, you know, hey, they're still hot, man. We got to get rid of all this crud. Moral filth. Some of us come to the Lord and we're still surrounded by filth. And the word there, talking about taking that off, is like taking off an old jacket. Writer of Hebrews says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us. And I'm wondering, what do you got in your life that trips you up? People, places, situations. What does the devil use? See, right now the Lord is pointing them out. He said, look at this, man. This is no good for you. Some say, I know, but no, man. And the worship team was up here saying, rat traps, really? I said, I'm going to use them in the sermon. I said, we don't want them around. My daughter said, I put my foot up there. I don't want it around. But some of these traps we kind of like. Oh, this is my favorite. It's like, okay, Lord, I'm getting rid of this. You know, and people look at you and they go, dude, what's in your back pocket? Is that a rat trap? Oh, no. This is my special friend. It's only special to you. God says, dude, that's a trap. I can't even get it out of my pocket. It's caught. Sometimes that's what 2018 felt like. I can't get rid of it. Why? Because you're caught now. You're caught by a sprung trap. Get rid of the traps. Amen? He says that he's got a brand new way for us to live and to act. You in this room, I don't care how great your 2000, a brand new way to act and to live. And James says, you got to humbly receive the word that is planted in you. Now, humbly, the opposite of humility is pride. And that word comes to you and you say, nah, I don't think so, God. I know how to deal with this. I don't really need your input on this one. Got this one handled, God. And that comes off, I'm not going to put it in my pocket, it's going to get caught, as arrogant. This right here is your manual for victory in 2019. And it comes your way, and you're just like, whew, this is like gold. This is how to win. You know, JJ did a practice for basketball. They're playing, who are you playing on Tuesday? Farrell, they're like 13-2 or something. First three games, the opposing teams didn't even score 10 points. And if some special advisor came up and said, this is how you can beat O'Farrell, they'd go, wow. This right here, daily reading log. George has got a bunch of them back there. 20 minutes a day, change your life. He was like, 20 minutes a day? I ain't got no stinking 20 minutes a day for God. I'm too busy winning. Too busy trying to handle all my traps. That's arrogant. That's prideful. He says we come humbly. He says, he talks about looking deeply into this word. He's talking about study, not just glancing, getting into it and then applying it and doing it. And I'm wondering if that's you. See, your trials are coming at you this week. Not even going to talk about last week. Last week you might have won, last week you might have lost, but this week, I guarantee you trials are coming. Why? Because God's not saying, oh yes, they were preached about trials on Sunday, so I'm going to make sure that I bring them trials, each one. Like, hey. No, man. We live surrounded by trials. We live surrounded by traps. God says, man, you are walking through a dangerous environment, right? That trial comes at you. And you get the option to grab onto God or grab onto something else. If you grab onto God, you grow in your faith, you grow in your Christian strength, you grow in your Christian stamina, and you move to that blessed life. But if you grab onto Siri or Alexa or Facebook or whatever else, anything other than God, you fail the test. Because he said, this is how you can go. And you said, no, Lord, I think I'm just going to go my own way. And maybe that's what 2018 looked like for you. But you're here. So I'm thinking probably 2018 looked pretty good. All right, last thing I got for you. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not, and this is the only place in the Bible this word appears. Religious. There's four cognates or linked words that are very similar, different forms of this word. But this is the only place in the Bible it shows up. Yet do not, those who consider themselves religious, yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues, deceive themselves. What's that mean? That means that you are lying to yourself. And the religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. See, James gives us some pictures of victory right here. He says if you're living in victory, it's going to be visible in your life. Jesus said as he walked this earth, he said, it is what comes out of a man's mouth that shows what's going on inside of his soul. And so if you have filth on your tongue, it means you have filth in your soul. Amen. Amen? And let me just expand that to 2018, 2019. If you've got filth on your Facebook, what? You got filth in your soul. And he says, if you can't keep a rein on that, you don't have much going on in your life. That instability is just coming out. You're unstable in all the things that you do. And he says you got to keep yourself from being polluted by the world. He says if your relationship with God is genuine, it's going to be displayed in your life. And one of the things that's going to happen is you will be serving. You will serve. And he says that in this illustration, one place that you can serve is you can serve widows and you can serve orphans. Those are some needy folks. Amen. Jesus, as he walked this earth, said he's going to be greatest among you would be what? Your servant. And so James echoes this. Half-brother of Jesus, by the way, says, man, if your relationship with God is real, you're going to be moving from victory to victory to victory, and you're going to be living a life of service. You're going to be living a life that is further and further and further away from the world. You are going to be keeping yourself from being polluted by the world. That the longer you stay with the Lord and you walk with the Lord, the more pure your life will be. I wonder what's going through your VCR. We don't even have VCRs, do they? For those, well, David, do you know what a VCR is? Beta. What's going on into your cable channels? What's going on your Facebook? What's going on in your YouTube? You know what that is, right, David? YouTube? Yeah, see, I struggle with that. But there's filth out there. You're walking with the Lord. Now, your purity factor might not go to 100% on day one, but it's going to go up every day. And you're going to find yourself moving further and further from the world. See, I mentioned YouTube and Facebook, and everybody's back on their phone. I'm going to check my Facebook. Aaron Bugs, that was 2018. It was good? See, I was looking for a high five. Hallelujah. See, that's what I was looking for earlier. Right. Sam, come on up. Watch out for the traps. This is Sam, by the way, Leanne's girlfriend, boyfriend. You know, we can make light, but I'll tell you what, it's hard to make light when you look like this lady. Some of you come in here like Aaron saying, yeah, 2018 was good, but I need more. Some of you come in here rolling, just going, ooh. Yeah, me and Jesus walking side by side. Man, I had so many trials. I had so many issues. And each time I was able to receive from the Lord, and I was able to move from victory to victory to victory. And I can't wait till 2019, because the Lord and I are doing something. Yeah, hallelujah. Some of you come in after 2018, you're saying, ooh, yeah, service. Yeah. You know, my life used to be such a train wreck. My life was up one day and down the next, and I was all over the place. But you know what? That was 2017 for me. And 2018, I have seen a whole different picture. I've seen kind of a cruising with the Lord, and I know what His voice sounds like, and I know what it is to receive from Him, and I know what it is to move into victory. I'm ready to get in the ring, saying, Lord, show me what you got. Serving widows and orphans, Lord, hallelujah. Sign me up, Lord. Lord, I'm ready to step out in faith. Lord, I'm ready to step out in confidence. I'm ready to know you, Lord, in a greater way. I'm ready to jump in and just live as a conqueror. Hallelujah, Lord, you're calling me to more than this. Maybe you sit here this morning and in 2018 felt like you were in a washing machine. Whoa, 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 just getting up one. Maybe you feel like the man who had the demon-possessed son, and Jesus said, if I can, he said, if you can save him, Lord, if I can, he says, Lord, Lord, I believe, but help me, Lord, in my unbelief, Lord, I want to reach out in faith, Lord, I want to learn your voice, I want to learn to trust you, Lord, I ask you, Lord, knowing that you are closer than a brother, Lord, that you'll never leave me or forsake me, Lord, Lord, I don't want to have 2018 happen again. And maybe you are here this morning lost. You haven't even been up. It's just down, down, down. You're surrounded by traps. You're caught. You can't get away. Everywhere you look, it's just trials that don't go away. Oh, man, I don't know what to do. You say, Lord, Lord, I want to be new. I need your supernatural work in me to set me free. Bible says you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are good, mighty, and awesome. Lord, I thank you that you're here this morning. And for that person who sits here this morning who says, Lord, I can't do another 2018. Lord, I am lost. I come in here lost this morning. And I want to be found. I'm ready to surrender everything, Lord. I want to put some focus on your word. I want to be transformed in my life. I'm ready to cash it all in, Lord. I'm ready to just throw it all away, Lord. I'm ready to take it off like an old coat, Lord. And I want to know you, and I want to know new life in you with nobody looking around. And that's you this morning. You want to be made new. I just want you to slide your hand up. See, that's me this morning. I want to know the Lord here and here. Anybody else would say, that's me. That's me. I want to be made new. Back over here. Amen. Amen. I see you. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else? That's me. I'm just cashing it in. You're here this morning, and you know the Lord. You've cashed it in. But you've got some traps that you still got in your back pocket. You got issues with the display of what's going on in your life. You got issues with what's on your tongue. You got issues with what you're looking at. We talked about that last. We got issues of what's on your computer. And you're saying, Lord, I won't live that anymore. I'm going to put my faith and my trust in you, Lord. I want to know you. Lord, I'm going to come to your word, Lord, humbly, Lord. I'm going to be transformed by your word, Lord. Lord, I know you as my Savior, but Lord, I haven't given you control. I haven't made you my Lord. And this morning, 2019, I want to be new. I want to be a champion. I want to be a conqueror, but more than anything, Lord, I want to be your child. I'm going to toss away all these traps. I'm going to put my arms around you for 2019, Lord. Don't want to be double-minded anymore. I want to be single-minded and put your focus on the Lord. That's you this morning. Lord, speaking right to your heart, I just want you to slide your hand up. See, that's me. I want to be